Beirut. A tentative 10-day truce came into effect in Lebanon, raising cautious hopes of a pause in weeks of intense fighting between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah group, even as uncertainties cloud its durability. The ceasefire, announced by Donald Trump, was framed as an agreement between Israel and Lebanon. In reality, the conflict has centered on Hezbollah, the powerful militant group operating within Lebanon, which was not a formal party to the deal, an omission that could test the truce in the days ahead. Celebrations and caution. Moments after midnight, celebratory gunfire echoed across Beirut, as residents welcomed a pause in violence. Displaced families, eager to return home, began heading toward southern Lebanon and Beirut's southern suburbs, despite official warnings to wait until stability is assured. The conflict has forced nearly a million people from their homes, leaving entire communities in limbo as they await clarity on whether the ceasefire will hold. Israel holds ground. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed his acceptance of the truce but made it clear that Israeli forces would not withdraw from southern Lebanon. Troops have pushed into border areas in recent weeks, establishing what Israel describes as a security zone, extending roughly 10 kilometers into Lebanese territory. "We are not leaving," Netanyahu said, underlining Israel's intention to maintain a military presence despite the ceasefire. Hezbollah, however, signaled that its response would depend on Israel's actions, warning that continued occupation would justify resistance, an indication that tensions remain close to the surface. Ambiguity in the agreement. According to the U.S. State Department, Israel retains the right to act against any perceived threats, even during the truce. While offensive operations are expected to pause, this clause leaves room for interpretation and potential escalation. Reports of shelling in southern Lebanese villages shortly after the ceasefire began, along with continued rocket fire from Hezbollah until minutes before midnight, highlight the fragile nature of the agreement. Diplomatic push gains momentum. The truce follows a burst of diplomatic activity in Washington, including a rare engagement between Israeli and Lebanese representatives. Marco Rubio and Trump held a series of calls with leaders on both sides to secure the deal. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun endorsed the ceasefire after consultations, while the U.S. worked to formalize the understanding between the parties. Trump has invited leaders from both countries to the White House, describing the moment as a potential opening for the first meaningful dialogue between them in decades. The Lebanon truce is closely tied to broader efforts to extend a separate ceasefire involving the United States, Israel, and Iran, following nearly 7 weeks of conflict that has shaken the region. Backchannel negotiations, reportedly involving Pakistan, have aimed to bridge gaps between Washington and Tehran. Military and political leaders continue to meet, including talks between Pakistan's army chief and senior Iranian officials, in a bid to sustain the fragile calm. Despite signs of progress, key issues remain unresolved, including Iran's nuclear program, maritime security in the Strait of Hormuz, and compensation for war damages. A precarious pause. The conflict has taken a heavy toll, with thousands killed across Iran and Lebanon and widespread disruption to global energy markets. Shipping routes have been strained, and oil prices have fluctuated sharply amid fears of prolonged instability. While the current truce has brought a momentary lull, its success will depend on restraint from all sides. With unresolved tensions and competing interests still in play, the coming days will determine whether this pause becomes a pathway to peace, or merely a brief break in a continuing conflict.